Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. Today I thought we'd take a complete deviation from absolutely anything I'd planned to do. Today I'm just going to talk. I'm going to talk to you about how the last few weeks have really changed my life. A few weeks ago, the coronavirus really took hold in this country, and being self-employed, I work a lot on contracts, on one-day contracts mostly, and short-term periods. Now, this year I had an awful lot of very big events booked in, and they started, the really, really big ones, this month. I was supposed to be in the NEC last week. It was supposed to be one of my biggest shows of the year. I should have been bringing home enough money in 5 days to cover me for the entire month. And it was cancelled. And pretty much everything I'm supposed to do for the next 6 months, no, everything I'm supposed to do for the next 6 months has been cancelled. Everything that I have spent the last 12 months working towards, that I've done all the planning for, I've been to all the meetings for, I've accrued all the expenses for, I've bought all the stuff for already, it's all been cancelled. So expenses wise and business wise, it's been absolutely massive. It's a huge, huge thing from that point of view. And from a business point of view, it's crippling. And I know I'm not the only one. There are so many people out there who at this point are sitting there as one-person businesses or very small businesses that don't employ other people. And they are now in a position where they have lost every piece of income that they should have been having over the next several months. I've got nice people saying, of course, yeah, you know, we'll book you back in. And that's great because they're looking at their diary and saying, well, I've already booked the whole of next year. So how about 2022? Which, yeah, that's great. You know, but from another point of view, some of these bookings I've had sitting in my diary, they booked me 2 years ago. So we're now looking at, they're wanting to book me back in for 2022 on a rate that they booked me in for 2 years ago. So we're talking 4 years out of date rates now. And there's part of me that says, I really want to change the rate. But there's another part of me that says, well, it's not their fault. It's difficult. What do? I don't know. It's not a conversation for this week. That's something I'm going to have to figure out. But then there's other people that are just going, oh, I don't know. We'll just have to cancel it. And I'm thinking, well, but we've done the hard work. I've already done all the planning. And you're not even offering anything to say, can I cover something for what you've already done? Or can I at least postpone you? And I'm having to fight to get them to even consider putting a date back in. And I shouldn't have to. It's a really difficult situation to be in. There are events that just won't happen this year. They'll happen next year, but this year is a complete write-off that people look forward to every year. And it's not just the financial implications then that start to roll on, it's the mental implications. I know for one that because my life enjoys this structure, it needs this structure in a lot of ways of having these events and knowing that these things are going on, that I will admit that for 2 to 3 days, after this all started to collapse, I walked around with this very strange blank feeling. It was like a black void floating just above my head for about 2 days afterwards. There was nothing there anymore. And it's a very difficult thing to explain or envisage, but there was just, it was gone. All these things that were supposed to be happening were just gone. And there was nothing potentially coming back, and there still isn't. And it's a very difficult thing to consider that you have no idea still when all that will start again. And I'm looking at the fact that I've got events now as far as July that are cancelled, gone. And I've got events that are in August that are teetering, no one knows. And huge things that we've been planning for like 2 years that sit just at the beginning of September that people are now not sure, do we go ahead with them? So it's not just financially difficult, but mentally keeping the momentum going in some way is incredibly difficult. And you have to keep saying to yourself that you have something to go for, you have something to do. And for me, I feel I'm okay in other ways because I have so many other projects that I do. And I have so many other things to keep me busy. But it took me a few days still to work through that and to remind myself that I have these things to do. But financially, it's not easy on anyone. And the idea that there's this indefinite void is so difficult, and that's what's making this so hard. I've found that it's really brought people together online though. I set up a group online for my Wabi Sabi Collective a few weeks prior to things going really, really pear-shaped here, and it wasn't anything to do with that, but of course it's created a safe space where people are now finding that they can talk. And for me particularly, I've found that that's been really, really important. It's been a great positive reminder every day that there is somebody out there that does have something else that's positive as well, and it's a great space for us to go and remind each other that there is something good about every day. And I find that a really good support as much as anything else. That big black void has its moments. It does come back, and it's good to have other people to just be able to connect with. If we can't connect with other people, then we're scuppered. And for me, I find that really, really important. And I need to keep that going. And I think we all need to keep that going very much, especially at this time where we can't meet in person. There needs to be a way of meeting in a different way. And I don't necessarily mean video conferencing or anything like that, but just keeping that real human connection out there. And for me, I think that's going to be part of the focus of my podcast for a few weeks, that human connection still needs to be in action for us all. Because I know that's what I'm going to miss, and I know that's what this lockdown is really going to mean to me. Moving forwards, I've got a lot of things I need to do, a lot of things I've been planning to do for a really long time, and I'm going to be using those as my focus, I think, and using them to get me through the next few weeks. I got a lot of projects that I've been planning to do for a long time that I haven't done, and of course doing things with the kids that I haven't had a chance to do, because there's not a lot you can do in a lot of ways when you've got four children at home as well that you need to look after, and it's hard work. They do need just as much of your time as you need of theirs, and it's important to actually make time to spend with them. This isn't going to be an easy few weeks. It could turn into longer than that, and that indefinitely is going to be the hardest part of the whole thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi with me, Bex Raven. If you want to join the conversation online, go to Facebook and look up the Wabi Sabi Collective. If you want to find out more about the episodes or anything to do with Wabi Sabi, go over to my website at www.bexraven.co.uk. Stay safe, and I'll see you again soon.